Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have something that happens around here each year called ice jams, and authorities have to keep watch as that ice comes down the Mohawk River, for example, which can cause problems. Give us an update on what's happening here.
So as you said, the ice jams have just been this long-standing chronic problem for decades, and you get a lot of flooding in the Stockade area in Schenectady and a little bit further up the river, too. So the governor's office this week formally announced a program. They'd already sort of teased out earlier this year, but they formally announced this program. And what they've done is they've actually already got in the river a tugboat and an icebreaker. This icebreaker officially is called a Watermaster Amphibious Multipurpose Dredger. And what they're going to be doing this year is this real big problem area where they have ice backups in Schenectady County, right between the Rexford Bridge and the Lock 7 Dam. It's an area that some people call either the Rexford Gorge or the Rexford Narrows. The ice really jams up there, and some years it can back up from there all 20 miles up the river. So these watercraft will be in there, especially when the ice starts to form this winter, and they're just going to start breaking it up. They're going to be driving through there, pushing through and trying to keep that ice moving through. And the state is hoping that this is one of these steps that will help to alleviate the problem. This has been a long time in coming, in that for years they've been trying to figure out what to do. You know, is it the dam at Lock 7, the Fisher Ferry Dam, is that what's causing it? Or is the channel too shallow? They just don't know. So this is the first step that they're taking to try to get on top of this to deal with it. The Union College professor, John Garber, who's been working on flooding issues for years, we talked to him yesterday, and he said he described it as an important first step. He's very hopeful, but he's also equally hopeful of a part of a program they've got here where they're going to actually do a lot more monitoring with cameras and sensors and collect data to try to figure out when to take action. He's very hopeful for that, too. So we're looking forward to seeing how this goes this winter.
Well, I guess the restaurateurs are angry at Albany County over a delivery fee for app purchases. What's going on?
So this week, the county executive, Dan McCoy, is the first one that's done it in our area or very few people around the country. Anyway, he signed an emergency order. And what it does is it caps the food delivery fees on these food apps, Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, that so many people and Americans are using, especially in the pandemic. So what he's done is he's put a cap at 15% in terms of the fees. And he says that he had to do this. They're hurting both the local businesses, these restaurants and other places that sell stuff through these apps, but also hurting the customers because the cost gets passed along to them. And then finally, even these local drivers who work for these apps, he said they get hurt because then there are mediocre tips. And he said these big apps are the ones that are making a lot of the money, and he wants to try to cap it. There was sort of this mixed reaction. We talked to a few restaurant owners who said, this is a good thing because these fees are really hurting business. You know, we're working harder and we're actually making less money and the customers end up paying more. Nobody really wins. But a few of the restaurants we talked to said it's sort of a necessary thing to be able to, you know, sell food because that demographic that likes to scroll through their phone and then order their food that way, you know, otherwise would be out of reach. And it's a huge demographic that's using their smartphones for this. Probably the most interesting thing is we talked to one Schenectady business owner who said that there's a discussion going on among some Schenectady business owners about maybe starting their own delivery network that would sort of cut out these large apps, but it's just in the infant stages in terms of discussion. It'll be interesting to see if the county legislature actually formally puts it into a law. But for now, it's just an emergency temporary order.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.